Today we are going to study from the book of Romans. Last week we finished chapter 1. Today the chapter 2. Let's read and see how far we're going to go.
Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, but condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest does not the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impotent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. In the same day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and provest the things that are more excellent being instructed out of the law.
Okay, we're going to stop. Actually, I would have told you to read up to 16. But see, if you have time, we'll go further. Now, this chapter 2, book of Romans chapter 2, talks about a law. Many people are confused about the judgment. And some people will be telling you, if somebody did not hear the gospel in somewhere in jungle, how God is going to judge them? But in this chapter, it is clarified very well. Because some people are thinking, if somebody did not hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, how God is going to judge them? But our God is a righteous God, and he does everything righteously. And some people will be telling you, you have no authority to judge somebody. We will be reading that later on, but in this 16th verse, I would like to just go and explore a little bit. Chapter 2, verse 1.
Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing.
Now here the word of God is saying, if any man try to judge somebody and he is doing the same thing, he has no authority to judge anybody. That's what he's trying to say. You trying to judge somebody and you're doing the same thing, you cannot judge somebody. That's why Jesus says, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, please read.
Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
See, from these scriptures, it's very clear. He says, you want to judge your brother, but you have a problem your own. He says, if your brother has a little bit dust in his eyes, and you telling your brother, let me take the dust out of your eyes, and you have a beam sitting in your eyes. How can you see the dust if you have a beam in your eyes? So he said, if you want to take somebody's dust out of his eyes, remove the beam from your eyes. Then you'll be able to see clearly. From that we know Jesus Christ did not say don't judge your brother, but he says if you want to judge him, you should judge yourself. If your eyes are not clear, you cannot clear somebody's eyes. If you're living in sin, you cannot tell somebody don't commit sin. That's the same thing St. Paul is trying to say here. You have no excuse. If you judging somebody and doing the same thing, you cannot judge others. So the people take these scriptures and try to tell Christians, you cannot judge anybody. Right. But we will be coming to that later on. Let's read the Romans chapter 2 verse 2. He says, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth. That means our God is a just God. He is a righteous God. And he knows how to judge people Amen. Accordingly. He is not taking somebody's side. He doesn't take anybody's bribe. He is the righteous judge. So he will judge righteously. Read the John chapter 7, verse 24.
Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Don't judge according to appearance. Means looking outside. If somebody has a three-piece suit and a Bible in his hand, you're not supposed to say he's a born-again Christian because he looked like one. There are people are deceiving. Some people even do something wrong, hide in the Bible. I saw somebody hiding the marijuana in the Bible thinking nobody will check my Bible. But the Word of God says, do not check person outwardly. You have to see the heart of the person. Means if somebody says, I'm a Christian, you're supposed to ask him a question. How did you become a Christian? When did you receive Jesus Christ? What changes happened to you in your life? You cannot just take the word. Somebody says, I'm a pastor or I'm a Christian. Somebody can make a card and write, my name is so and so, I'm a pastor. I would take interview with that person. One lady came here, I told you one day, she got a this many certificate and she came and she said, I'm a pastor. And look at these certificates. I said, sister, I do not want to see your certificates. I want to see your life. Today is Sunday. Did you go to church? She said, no. What did you do today? I'm doing taxi driving business. And she came with her taxi. I said, if you are a child of God, you're not supposed to work on Sunday. And you're telling me you are a minister. But you're proving me certificates. I don't look at the certificate. I want to look at your life. That's what the Word of God is saying. Don't look outward appearance.
Yes.
Look what you're doing. If you are a born again child of God, what the Word of God says, how do you know the tree is good? When the fruit is good, the tree is good.
Yes.
If the tree bears the bad fruits, then tree is bad. So according to the fruits you say, so he said, judge not person outward appearance. Judge accordingly. Romans chapter 2 verse 3. And he says, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things, and doest the same thing, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. So he's trying to say, if you're doing the same thing, and thinking, well, God is not going to punish me. You know what people say? Oh, God is love. God is not going to put me in a hell. He's a loving God. But the word of God says, God is love, and what? God is consuming fire also. So God is not going to take everybody automatically heaven. Or he say, okay, I'm going to forgive all people in the world and everybody will go to heaven. Doesn't work that way.
No.
So the God has given his son and you have to go through his son. You can come to son Jesus Christ as you are, but you have to receive him as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And when you receive him, then he cleanses you with his blood. But the word of God says, if somebody comes and do not come through the gate, who are they?
Thieves
and robbers. So Jesus Christ says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Amen.
If somebody doesn't come through Jesus Christ, that man cannot sit there and say, oh, God is love. He's going to forgive me, and because he loves me. God is our friend, but when he's sitting on the judgment seat, he is the righteous judge. He cannot let anybody do anything they want to do. That's what the word of God says. How can you escape the judgment of God? No one can stand before God and say, well, I know you are loving God, so why don't you forgive me? The grace time is now. Anyone wants to ask forgiveness, they should ask forgiveness now. When the door of the grace is closed, when that door will be closed? When the church is gone. And there will be still little bit windows open, even the Antichrist is ruling, if somebody gives their heart and give their life. But after that, when Jesus Christ sits on the throne, that time, there is no mercy. There is no forgiveness. There is a judgment. It says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed for man once to die, after that the judgment. So before we die, we should ask forgiveness. After death, it's too late. Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
For despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
Okay, now what he's trying to say? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing the goodness of God leadeth thee to what? Repentance. Our God is good. Our God is merciful. Our God is kind. He wants to forgive you. And that's the time God has given you this goodness and mercy for what? Time to repent. People are saying Jesus Christ was going to come and he did not come and he's not going to come. And some people say, oh, many years happen and he's not going to come. What the word of God says? One day in the sight of God is for 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a one day. But why God is giving us time? To repent. So we could repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The same way he says, God is good, God is merciful, and God is kind. What this shine shows to you that you should repent. And many people are saying, well, I have more time. When I'll be 60 or 70 years old, that's the time I will repent. And that's the time I'll come to the Lord. Let me have a good time. But the plane crashes. Earthquake comes. Flooding and disaster come. Mudslides comes. And any disaster will come. Fire and things like that. You have no time to repent. So when God has given us time, that's the time to repent. What the word of God says? Today is what? The day of salvation. And today is the time to repent, not the tomorrow. according to me, I just say, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow will be always tomorrow. So do whatever you want to do today. Verse 5.
But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
So what he's trying to say, now God has given us time, but he says you are hardened your heart. Means now you have calluses. The people, when they lie one time, they're afraid to lie, but they keep on lying every day, the lying becomes a habit. Or stealing or killing or do anything, and they harden their hearts. So he said, if you do that, what's going to happen? The day of the wrath will come, and then God is going to judge you one day. So judgment of God is for sure. As we said a few minutes ago, Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed man wants to die after that judgment. So when you say appointed, means you cannot change it. God has set a time. So the word of God says God is going to judge us. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 30 and 31.
For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
So God is loving. God is kind. So he said, this is the time to repent. If you say, well, God is going to forgive me, it's not going to happen without asking forgiveness. If you ask the forgiveness, doesn't matter what you have done, he will forgive you. But if you start hardening your heart and say, I'm not going to ask forgiveness, and when the time of judgment comes, I'll stand there and ask the God the question, don't you think you are loving and kind? Why don't you forgive me now? He says, now, say, go to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. What the God will say then? Our God is a consuming fire, as I said earlier.
For our God is a consuming fire.
Our God is love, and our God is consuming fire. Then nobody can stand before the fire of God. God will consume all the sinners, all the sinful world, and nobody can stand before God. Go to the book of Romans chapter 2, verse 6.
Who will render to every man according to his deeds.
Okay, what does it mean? He says, every man in this world, what he does, there is a record in heaven. Now people in the olden days, they might be thinking, how big the book is God's book? You know, how many people's record they have to keep? And now we are in 21st century. In a small chip, you can have the whole Bible, all encyclopedia and everything. So, if the human mind can keep your data in a small chip, whole history and all the books of the Bible and everything, God is much wiser than us. He's his computer, he can have everybody in his mind. He doesn't even have to write it down anywhere. The Word of God says he has recorded every deed. And according to each and every person what they did, every man has to stand and give the account. Sometimes you might forget what you did when you are 12 or 13 years old. But God will know. He will tell you exactly the occasion or exactly the thing what you did if you never repented. That's why sometimes some people are so ashamed and some shameful. Hey, I did something in a secretly and everything will come openly and I will be able to stand before God. If that kind of fear they have, what you have to tell them? You better repent now. This is the time to repent. All your record will be vanished. The Word of God says he will never remember your sin anymore. But we have to repent. People do not repent, and one day they have to stand before God and the judgment will be there. Let's read verse 7.
To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath.
See the difference? If you are godly, you get an eternal life. You get all the God's blessing. But if you harden your heart and do the unrighteousness, and he says, obey the truth, and some people obey the unrighteousness. Obeying the truth is much better than obeying the unrighteous things. People are listening to evil people and doing the evil things. Somebody says, murder that person. Say, okay, how much you give to me? I'll give this much money. Okay, I'll do it. So what they're doing, obeying unrighteousness thing. So if you do like that, what happens? Whoever give you that command, he's guilty. And who is obeying that command, that person is guilty. And both of them has to have punished. He's not going to say, I didn't do it. He told me to do it. Both people are guilty. Yeah. Because if you obey the unrighteousness. And so the word of God says, the God's wrath will come upon that person. There is no excuse that I didn't want to do it and somebody told me to do it and I'm innocent. It doesn't make you innocent. Okay, verse 9.
Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile.
Verse 10.
But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile.
See, the wrath of God will come to whom first? The people who know the truth and deny the truth. And then the Gentiles. The same way the blessing comes to the children of God first. And he said Jew first and then Gentiles. So the God is not unrighteous. God wants to bless his people. But if somebody says, oh, I'm a Christian, God knows my weaknesses, and God will forgive me, and God will automatically change me, it doesn't work. And some people are giving Christian people a license to commit sin. What they will say, once you're saved, saved forever. So if that person said, if I do something wrong, what happens? Then some minister comes and says, you are forgiven for past, present, and future sins. Once you got the license that you are forgiven past, present, and future, then you can do anything. Does God forgive our future sins? No, not automatically. If you ask God forgiveness, he will. But you cannot say, I'm a born-again Christian, and if I do anything, God will automatically forgive. And what argument they will bring, there is not a single man can live a holy life. That's why we come to Jesus. And Jesus' blood is able to cleanse all our unrighteousness. That's true. But without repentance, he will not do it.
No.
If you don't repent, he says, if somebody says, I'm not a sinner, you are a liar. And so all liars will go to hell, the word of God says. So the person has to repent. And when you repent, you'll be blessed. If not, you will be condemned. Verse 11.
For there is no respect of persons with God.
Okay, that means our God doesn't look person outwardly and make a judgment. This is a Jewish person, I'll bless him, he's a Christian. Doesn't matter if you make a mistake and you're heathen, you cannot do mistakes. Everybody is equal. Sin is sin. The word of God says all unrighteousness is sin. And the God hates sin. He doesn't say if the Christian commits sin, I like it, but heathen commits sin, I'll punish it. Doesn't work that way. Sin is sin, and sin will be judged. Okay, verse 12.
For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law.
Okay, now somebody says, why God is judging us? I'm not a Jew. Jews people have the law and 10 commandments. In my religion, there is no 10 commandments. So why God should judge me according to 10 commandments? So what he's trying to say, God is going to judge people who has the law, and he will judge the people who do not have the law.
Amen.
God is the judge.
Glory.
So he is saying, I'm not going according to just the 10 commandments. I have given you some kind of conscience in your spirit. Read verse 13.
For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Right. Even though somebody says, I'm a Jew and I'm a Christian. If you are a Christian, if you are born again Christian, you're supposed to go to church. You're supposed to read the Bible. You're supposed to give your tithes and offerings. And you're supposed to live a holy life. You cannot say, I'm a Christian and I stay home. Or I'm a Christian, I'm wondering if I can go anywhere I want to. Doesn't work that way. Because it says, if you are a Christian, you do according to what the Word of God says. You cannot do anything you want and then just say, justify yourself because I'm a Christian and I have a freedom to do anything. That's what the people thinking. Christian person can do anything and get away, and other people, they say, oh, you, if you commit sin, God will punish you. But if I commit sin, I have Jesus Christ is the mediator and he is my lawyer. Jesus Christ is not going to be your lawyer if you're committing sin and not asking him forgiveness. Jesus Christ will only come to rescue somebody who has the broken heart and who asks forgiveness. In the name of Christianity, you start doing evil things, you are not going to get away. Okay, 14, go ahead.
For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves.
Okay, now he's talking about Gentiles. Gentiles means we are also Gentiles, but now we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So now we say other people Gentiles. Now who are other Gentiles? For the Jewish people, we are Gentiles. For the Christians, other people are Gentiles. Means who do not believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are all Gentiles. Means those people do not believe, the same may we believe. So those Gentiles have law in their hearts. When God created mankind, what happened when the man committed sin and he ate the fruit? What that fruit was? The fruit, when they ate, they know now what good and what evil is. So now they know good and evil. God gave them the Spirit of God. At that time, they knew everything. But when they eat the fruit, forbidden fruit, still they knew what? Good and evil. That fruit spiritually killed them, but there was a conscience kept in their heart. What is good and what is evil? So they still have that conscience because that fruit gave them the idea what is good and what is evil. Just think that they ate the fruit and that fruit vanished away every thought of God's and whatever the sin is, and they could not understand what the sin is, then God will not ask them judgment. But they say, I don't know what I'm doing. Just like somebody got some kind of disease and doesn't remember anything, and doesn't know what he's doing. But here the Word of God says, even though they ate the fruit, God put in that fruit something that they will have the conscience. They would know good, and they will know evil. Amen. So now, nobody can say, I don't know your Bible, but Hindu people or Muslim people, they have their own conscience. But they're doing something wrong against the conscience, and that is sin. So the Word of God says, even though they don't have a law, what they have? In their heart, they have conscience. And they have to do according to conscience. For example, even though somebody lives in a jungle, African jungle, nobody preached him gospel, but he knows who is his mother, and who is his father, and who is his sister, and who is his brother. So they cannot say, oh, I live in a jungle, so I don't know who my mom is, and I don't know who my sister is, and start committing sin with anybody. They don't do. They know who the stranger is. They can go and kill somebody's brother, even though they don't kill their own brother. Why? Because they know, oh, this is my brother, I cannot kill. The same conscience will say, don't kill that other brother, but they do. So they go against their conscience. So the Word of God says, if they do against the conscience, then there is a law in their heart itself. And that law tells them what to do, what not to do. So if there is any man stands before God, and God starts asking him a question, we knew we're killing that person, and you want to murder that person, is there, you know, some kind of signal in your spirit that you should not do it? Yes. But you still did it. So what happened? You went against your conscience. Yeah. So the conscience is the law God put it in your heart. If you deny that conscience, you're still going against the law, against God. Verse 15.
Which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts to mean while accusing or else excusing one another.
So he said, this is what God has done. God has put in our heart as the conscience. We know what is good and we know what is bad. But at the same time, even though they're doing anything against their conscience, they know they're doing wrong. Nobody has to tell them. But why they're doing it? They're thinking, there is no God, there is no punishment. Last week we learned. And they made their own gods, and they do not want to listen to God, they don't want to give glory to God. That's why what happens, they go against their conscience. And that's what the Word of God says, their thoughts, their conscience, they know, but they are doing anyhow against each other. And they are not going to be excused. God is going to hold them responsible. Verse 16.
In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
Okay, in the day. What day it is? When say, in the day. That's what it says. There is appointed day. And that day, God is going to judge all. And that's called white throne judgment. In the Revelation we read, at that time, everyone who died in the sea, in the land, burned to ashes or anything, everyone will be raised to judged. And so who is the judge? Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Who is judge? Jesus Christ is the judge. And when he's going to judge? When he comes. It's not a right away. When Jesus Christ comes, we will be ruling on this earth for 1,000 years. After the 1,000 years, the devil will be loose. And there will be a great battle, the last battle. And after that, the devil will be destroyed and he will be put in the lake of fire. And then the Word of God says the final judgment starts. And at that judgment day, Jesus Christ will be on the white throne judgment. And no one can escape the judgment when Jesus Christ is sitting on there. Let's go to St. John chapter 5 and start reading from verse 25 to 30.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me.
Who is talking? Jesus. Jesus is saying, listen, I'm not judging because somebody said, Jesus is so kind, he gave his life for us, and how can he judge us? He said, okay, if you want to say that way, I'm not doing anything Father is telling me to do. And what Father tells me to do, I'm doing it. And so I'm not judging you, but Father has given the judgment in my hand. So now, Father has given authority. One day Jesus Christ was a babe, and then he died on the cross. When he comes back, he's coming as a judge. He's not a baby anymore. He is not going to be going on the cross anymore. He is coming to judge us. And Jesus Christ says this judgment is going to start pretty soon. Now he said this 2,000 years ago. So the judgment day is coming. And when it's coming, he said Jesus Christ is coming, like we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And he is the one going to sit on the throne. Here he says, every dead person will be judged.
I can in my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me.
Amen. So the judgment is given to Jesus Christ. And if somebody has to escape the judgment, then they have to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the only way you can escape the judgment. Otherwise, the judgment of God is coming upon all mankind. And the last day when he divides the people, right side, sheep, left side, the goats. And then he sent goats to the eternal hellfire and sheep going to the kingdom of God. Who are the sheep? If you read in the St. John's Gospel, he says, my sheep, what? Hears my voice. And wherever I go, they follow me. So if you are the sheep of Christ, and if he's a shepherd and a pastor, we listen to him. So we will never go wrong. Go back to St. John chapter 5 and start reading from verse 24. You are in the 5. Okay.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
He that heareth my word. Hearing means what? Hearing means doing. You cannot just hearing means not doing. Hearing the word means do what the word of God says. Hearing the word means what? Believing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the hearing. If somebody say, I heard about Jesus, doesn't mean anything. If you heard about Jesus Christ and you never made him as your Lord and Savior, you are not going to escape the judgment. Somebody says, I know Jesus and he will forgive me. Doesn't mean you knowing his name doesn't mean anything. You have to make Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you have to have intimate relationship with Jesus Christ to escape. So what he's trying to say, if you, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, who sent him? Father sent him. And that is it, hath everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What does it mean? That means if somebody believes Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, the death penalty is gone. He is passed from death unto life. Why? Because Jesus Christ says what? I am the resurrection and I am the life. Once we have Jesus Christ, we have his life. That's why you call, once we have Jesus Christ, we have eternal life, because the seed of God remains in us. And the seed of God is what? The word of God. And the word of God is Jesus Christ. Once we receive the word of God, and we receive the seed of God, and we are born again children of God, then we have eternal life. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Now here it says, when you are born again children of God, we have a new rule set in our spirit. Go ahead.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
See, why we don't have condemnation? Why we pass from death unto life? Because we do not walk after the flesh, but what? After the Spirit. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we follow Christ. Once we follow Christ, once we have Jesus Christ in us, then God sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God.
Amen.
And the righteousness of God means we are just people in the sight of God. And we are passed from death unto life and no condemnation, because we are going after the Spirit of God and living by the Spirit of God. So when you are in the Spirit of God, there is no condemnation. There is no judgment. Read the words too.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
What the law of sin is? Death. The Word of God says, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, what? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he said the law doesn't save you, but law makes you sinner. Somebody says, how come? Because if I didn't say, if you touch that table, $10 penalty. And if I didn't say, anybody can touch and no penalty. But when I give the law and then you touch, you got a penalty. So the law makes you guilty. But if you do not disobey the law, then you will be righteous. But having the law and you break the law, you will be guilty. God gave the Ten Commandments. God gave all the rules. Did not give only to condemn them, but he knew they are not going to obey them. If everybody obeyed the commandment, Jesus Christ didn't have to come. But everybody were guilty. That's why Jesus Christ came and obeyed the commandments of God. And what did he say? It is finished. That means Jesus Christ obeyed the commandment of God and now he set us free. So now you see what he's saying. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made us free. From what? From the law of sin and death. So that means if you stay in Jesus Christ, that law is the not the physical law, but starts a spiritual law. And when you live in the Spirit, you are free from sin and death.
Amen.
Death will not conquer us because Jesus Christ conquered the death. When we are in Christ Jesus, there is no death penalty. There is no hell or punishment because we are safe in Jesus Christ. That's what the Word of God says, Jesus Christ, our advocate. What does it mean? Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he stands by you. Then devil can come and accuse you. You are a sinner. Then what you have to say? I was a sinner. Now I'm saved. Now I'm sanctified. Now I'm a child of God. But so many people, if you see some people, oh Lord, I'm a sinner. Even though they are born again children, they said, I'm a sinner. I'm not able to come to you. I'm guilty. And if you are confessing sin, that's okay. But you come to the throne, he said, come what? With a boldness. What is the boldness? We have holy boldness that we are the children of God. Our sins are forgiven and forgotten. That's what the Word of God says. If you want to judge somebody, then you should not be doing the same thing. If I'm not smoking, I have the courage to tell somebody not to smoke. But if I'm smoking, I cannot tell somebody. Somebody is going to say, you're a hypocrite. That's what the Word of God is saying. But if I am in Christ Jesus, I am hidden in the blood of Jesus Christ. And then what happened? The blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies me, cleanses me, and makes me new. That means I am not guilty anymore. That's why he says, now you are free from the law of sin and death. That means we are living the life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many Christians can say this? I am living a Christ-like life. Now somebody says, oh, you don't make a mistake. The Word of God says there is a sin unto death and there is sin not unto death. But the Word of God says, James chapter 4 and verse 17, what it says? If you know to do something good and you don't do it, that is sin.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
If somebody says, I know that I should be doing this, but I don't do. That's sin. So, and what the Word of God says, all unrighteousness is sin. Christian life is a life of obedience. Jesus Christ came and he obeyed until the death. And so we are the followers of Jesus Christ. We cannot have excuses. I didn't go to church this Sunday. I didn't give my tithe this week. I didn't do this. And get excuses. The Word of God says, our God is a gracious. If we make a mistake, what do you do? ask forgiveness right away. Don't keep it for tomorrow. If you keep it for tomorrow, as I said, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow will always be tomorrow. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to understand your laws. There is not a single person can get away saying there is no law for me. You have kept the law in our heart.
Yes, yes, Lord.
So we are going to stand before God one day. You are going to judge us with a righteous judgment. Not with the outward appearance, but the judgment according to righteous judgment.
Yes.
So Lord Jesus, give us grace to clean our life, follow you, love you, and Lord, give us grace to live clean and holy life. Not to hide any sin, but ask forgiveness for sins.
Yes, Lord.
Not to delay to ask forgiveness, but do it right away.
Yes, Lord.
So we can live clean and holy life, and our life will be completely transformed. The judgment day is coming, but we don't have to be judged. Because your word says you pass from death unto life and no condemnation. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.